Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rob, would you please open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Thank you, Lord. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come bow down before you in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, O Lord, as we're led of the Holy Ghost tonight, Father God, to give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Father God, to tell you thanks for breathing breath in our bodies to see another marvelous day that you've created, O Lord. Father God, right now, Father God, we ask for the hedge of protection tonight, Father God, and the covering of the Holy Spirit, Father God, to lead and guide us, to open our hearts and minds to acceptance tonight, Father God. Right now, we declare and decree that we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus and cast him back down in the name of hell, Father God. Put him back where he belongs. And Father God, we ask that we experience success in our lives, Father God, blessings that will overtake us, Father God. We pray today for healing to be set free and delivered, Father God. We ask for love, joy, and peace in all families tonight, Father God. And we pray all of this through the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God. And all of God's people said, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're connecting on this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension usually meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. For December, our next date for service is this upcoming Sunday, December 8th. It will take place at 2800 West Rumble Road in Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. It will also be our coat drive giveaway. There will be no church service for December 22nd. Again, this will be our final in-person service for the year in the month of December, and that's this upcoming Sunday, December 8th, inside of our Rumble Road location. It is now time for our testimony. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. We also will have a dinner served during that time. So if you have need of a hot meal, you can come out, and we're giving out food and treats for our children. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I do, Pastor. Brother Ray. A few weeks ago, you had prophesied over my finances that I was going to be coming into some finances, that you seen money coming in from all sides. I've had that blessing come into me over this past weekend and this past couple weeks at work. I'm working a lot of hours. Because I'm getting blessed, I want to bless the congregation. I already talked to Sister Penny. I'm taking care of the food bill for this Sunday service. It's what I can do because God's been blessing me so much. And I'm so grateful.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Ray, God bless you. Do anyone else have a testimony? I thought I heard Penny's voice. Okay.
No,
if there isn't any more, okay. Does anyone have a testimony? If there is any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the divine Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost, allowing us to be connected tonight. Oh, God, I thank you. This is a divine appointment by you. Holy Spirit, we thank you for moving and stopping the works of Satan, dismantling everything he desired to set up against the prayer line tonight. Holy Spirit, overthrow. Holy Spirit, spoil the plans of the evil one. And we give you praise for it tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Luke 1, verses 18 through 20, and Romans 3 and 3. Again, Luke 1, verses 18 through 20, Romans 3 and 3. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement. I've been receiving email through our email address on those that are really going through trying times, and you have opened up your heart with these prayer requests. And tonight I'm praying for you, and I thank God for you that this is your time of deliverance. I don't care what it looks like. And I want you by faith to have faith in the Word of God and what God has established and that destiny over your life that the Spirit of God will cause to come to pass. So this word is a word of encouragement to those that sent out so many prayer requests. And in our shedding, there were so many prayer requests, and basically they were all similar. Same things, attacks in their bodies, the attack with their families, the attack on jobs, the attack in their finance, the attacks in their personal lives, severe attacks, I mean severe attack, attack in their minds, attack with their children and their grandchildren, family being attacked, attack with a loved one in penitentiary, incarcerated, not experiencing justice or favors, attack with illness and disease with their children, just severe attacks, attacks where they're under burdens of supporting their grown adults that have not gotten a place of responsibility, severe attacks. And so this is a word of encouragement tonight, and there's a special one. You know who you are, sent out an email yesterday. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight that he's concerned about you. And this is a time where many are in a place where their faith is being pushed and where they're in a place where they're unsettled with their faith, and they're in a place where they're displaced concerning faith. And when that happens to us, it means that the enemy desire to abolish and bring an end to things that God has appointed over your life. When your faith get in a place where it's unsettled, where get in a place where you forget about that assignment, that definite assignment of faith over your life. And what happens, you become unsuccessful in a spirit of stillborn, that aborts things, that prematurely bring death on situations in your life because you're unsettling faith. You're displacing faith. You are unestablishing faith. And I've seen this happen to so many people. This is a tricky spirit that people get kibbles and bits, get a little breakthrough. And a spirit of apostasy takes them over where they are just removed. They're so caught up in that that little glimmer. They're so caught up in the honeymoon of things that is working at that time. They get displaced. But then there are those that's struggling, that's going through severe problems, and they're falling apart. And they're saying, I can't, how can I continue to go on? They're in a place where they are falling apart spiritually. So this is a word of encouragement for the ones that I'm in sincere prayer for, those that I, that the Spirit of God revealed an apostasy over your life, where you have gotten in a place where you are so content with your kibble and bits, and where the enemy's plans to come against you. You have to have a spirit of faith that's established, thanks to God. I don't care how good things are. I don't care how many blessings you have received. You must never get unsettled. You must stay in a place of a place where you standing firm. You must never get so relaxed. You must never get in that place where you're so contented that you don't have to continuously to strive and stay in a foundation. But there are so many get capsized. So it's hitting two balls tonight. Those that are in a place of slippery, of apostasy, and those that just going through severe problems where you're saying, how can I stand anymore? And this word is to encourage you tonight that the Lord God is on your side, that the grace of God, what grace does, imparts strength to give you endurance. Grace imparts strength where you're falling apart to give you endurance. It's the grace of God that go into that place where your faith is shaken and there's an earthquake moving over you that wants things to be aborted in your life to come to an end. The grace of God imparts strength to give you endurance tonight. We're going to begin with Romans 3:3, please.
For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
Read 4, please.
God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy saying, and mightiest overcome when thou art judged.
This is when the enemy comes in. Unbelief is absence of faith, is fear, is doubt, is worry. That's what unbelief is, sin, thanks to God. What if some don't believe? Does that mean that unbelief makes the faith of God without effect? God forbid. God wants you and I to know tonight that unbelief cannot nullify the faithfulness of God. God always fulfilled his promise. God always fulfilled his promise. And to the believers tonight that's shaken, the believers tonight that's in a slippery slope, a spirit of apostasy desire to overtake you. That's when repentance come in. You have to repent for unbelief. You have to repent for the spirit of apostasy. And what happens? It means the Spirit of God go in a place and give you strength where you feel like you're falling apart, in that place where you're on a slippery slope. You even know you're slipping. That's what the spirit of apostasy does. You don't even realize you're slipping when you are about to fall because you're so caught up with the moment of that temporary thing that's so enchanting to you at the time. And that's it's a dangerous place to get in, that place where you get so comfortable, you get unsettled because you're caught up in the moment. You need faith all the time. The just must live by faith all of your life. And so the spirit of repentance comes in, and it comes from God. You can't repent unless the spirit of God enable you to have the spirit of repentance. You had to be drawn by the spirit of God. What happened? Grace comes in and restrains that spirit, that desire to take over you, and delivers you through what? Repentancy. Because he bring you back into a place where you begin to trust in him and not in stuff and things, or that moment of glamour, at that moment of a honeymoon spirit where everything is falling on you, because it's the goodness of God that calls you. He reigns on the just like he does the unjust. But I've seen so many people get snared with the spirit of apostasy, of falling away, because they get some stuff and things. And God is good. God is merciful, saints of God. He don't want us to be carried away. God is so good. When we get into that place where we're overwhelmed, when we have been beaten down, gone through so much, that's when the grace of God kick in on both areas. And God imparts his strength when you're going through a trial, when you're being tempted. The virtues of God go in and overtake that area of your life. The favors of God, it's a gift of God. That's what grace is. It's the promise of God, grace, a gift, embodying Jesus Christ. Grace is love. Grace cares. And grace does what? Rescue. And this is a night of rescue tonight. To save, to deliver, to give strength. Unbelief cannot nullify the faithfulness of God. I mean, it can't block. It can't cancel out. It can't abolish what God's will. It cannot annihilate or put an end to God's will. God wants you to know tonight, unbelief cannot overthrow and kill off anything in your life, in our lives tonight, according to his will. Once we know that we are in trouble and we repent and ask God for strength, the grace of God kick in, meaning it stopped that spirit from nullifying. It stopped that spirit from annihilating. It stopped that spirit from putting an end. It stopped that spirit from terminating those things that God has set up for your destiny. I'm talking about destiny tonight. We're in the eve of a new year. And God wants you to know tonight, unbelief cannot stop what he says. It will be effective, meaning what God says, it shall be. It will happen. Who will bring it about? God. God. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Luke 1, 18 through 20, please.
And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
This is God's word backing up Romans 3 and 3. Zacharias said to the angel, he was a priest, a believer, a priest, a believer. And he was in a place where he said, How can this happen? How should this become? He began to explain, I'm an old man, my wife is old. But then the angel Gabriel began to speak and answered him after he brought out all of this unbelief. This is a priest. All of this unbelief on how old his body was, how old his wife's body. And the angel began to speak and answer him. He said, I stand in the presence of God who sent me to speak to you and tell you good news. The angel came with good news. Zachariah had bad news. He was thinking about how bad it was and how can things turn around. How can this happen? He didn't have any good news come out of his mouth. That's when you're beat down. That's when things have battered your life. That's when things you waited on for years and nothing seemed to happen. That's when things begin to fall apart. And that's when your faith is shattered. That's when an unbelieving spirit, because you're worried, you're tired, you're in fear. And those spirit of terror comes in and take you over because you are giving up. He had given up. But this angel came with good news. You have not believed my message, which will come true at the right time. He didn't believe the message that God had sent through the angel. He said, but it will come true at the right time, the right season. He said, because you have not believed, you will not be able to speak. You will remain silent until the day my promise to you come true. God wants you and I to know, even when we are staggering in unbelief. This man was staggering with a spirit of unbelief, sin. But the grace of God, the mercy of God, God care, had his love, his care for Zachariah and for Elizabeth. His will that John come forth, wanting them to know, even though your unbelief is shattered, but what I say should come to pass because I'm God and nothing can stop my will. So this is a word of encouragement. When God has destiny over your life, it was destiny speaking into Zachariah and Elizabeth's life that a change is coming, that this desire that you've had so many years seems like it has faded and it's not coming to pass. It's my will, even though you're speaking unbelief. The power of God is greater than our unbelief. When we are shaken, when we are in terror, when we are wavering, meaning absent of faith, the grace of God kicked in. The grace of God silenced his mouth because everything coming out of his mouth was what? Killing off the miracle. Aborting the miracle, bringing death. Every word that came out of his mouth was death and not life. It was counseling the word of God. It was restraining the word of God. It was terminating the word of God. It was what? Cutting off the word of God. And this is the word of God over you tonight, that the spirit of the intercessor, spirit of God that dwells within men and women, will pray against that spirit of you speaking words over your own life, words that are barring destiny, words that's cutting off destiny, words that's blocking destiny, words that annihilate destiny. This is intercessory prayer tonight. If God had to do it for Zachariah, Spirit of God must restrain your words. The Spirit of God must take over your words. The Spirit of God must take over things that come out of your mouth. That's not good news tonight. Why? Because it's destiny. It's a destiny call over your life tonight. And it's God's will for things to happen in your life tonight. And words cannot stop God's will when God stopped the words. God stopped Zachariah's unbelieving word. He stopped it by his spirit to speak to the angel that these words will be stopped tonight. Why? Because God had destiny over Zachariah and Elizabeth's life. There's a destiny call over many of your tonight, your life tonight. And the things that's shattering you, the things that's causing you to slip and slide, to have you in a place where you're unsettled about the things of God, the things that God desire to come to pass over your life. We're going to agree tonight. There's a divine connection tonight. It's a divine agreement tonight. And we're going to agree. Two or more things are in agreement. That's united. Joined together. It's an appointment tonight that the Spirit of God fulfill destiny over your life. That those things that seem to be held up, those things that's breaking your faith, the things that's causing you to slip into a spirit of apostasy that many times you don't even realize. It's like a water faucet that drip, drip, drip. And if you don't repair the drip, you will have a major problem. God won't repair the drip, the slipping away, the slipping away, unaware. Easily, it's easily done. It can be easily done. That's when you get so caught up. People get so caught up. But tonight is a night of deliverance. God is a God that said, "My promises shall stand." That's what he says. In Romans 3:3, he said, "Let every man be a liar, but let God be truth." When negative words come out of our mouth, those words are not truth. For what God has in store for you, it stops. It will annihilate. It will undo the things that God has set up for us, for kingdom work. And so many times people are so used to speaking negative, it become a part of them. The Spirit of God have to do what? Deliver us, to purge us. That's what happened with Zachariah. He probably been talking like this forever. He could not believe the message. When God said, "It's your season, Zachariah and Elizabeth. It's your season for the promises of God to be fulfilled over your life." But because it was so long and nothing had happened, he could not believe. And so all he could speak was not good news, but things that was ill, things that was sick, things that was to block. And so this is a night that the Spirit of God, by his word, will remove, will fade those things, or bring an end to it by his word, to make faith alive and not be void in our lives tonight. Those that's unsettled, unestablished, have been displaced because of all the trauma and all the things and all the interference, been battered. The storms refuse to cease. The storm shall cease because of God's words tonight. If the Spirit of God said, peace be still, it must obey the voice of God. And that's what happened with Zechariah. God said, shut up. He had to become silent. And that spirit could no longer use his mouth. So this is a night of deliverance and breakthrough, because you're going to a new year. You're going into a place where God desired good and plenty for you tonight. And the promise of God will not be stopped because of unbelief. And first we're going to repent so the Spirit of God can go into those places. And the grace of God will impart strength into you and I to have the spirit of endurance in the times when things look like it's falling apart. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. He that endures to the end need the grace of God imparted to give them strength. In our time of weakness, he said, my strength is made perfect. That's the grace of God. It's a gift from God. When we're in unbelief, we don't deserve his sin. But the grace of God is the love of God, the care of God, to rescue and bring us into a great place. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, Father, we come in repentance tonight. You said we confess our sin. You are just and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we repent for any unrighteousness tonight. Any unrighteousness. Forgive us for sin tonight. You're just and you're righteous to forgive us, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness tonight. We thank you for the cleansing blood of Jesus, purging us, O God, from the spirit of unbelief, from the spirit of apostasy, that the Spirit of God will enable us and keep us from falling, to remove us from those slippery places that we cannot see spiritually. It's by the Spirit. Those slippery places that Satan has set up, when we get so enchanted, we get so caught away, when we don't see the things that's ahead of us. The Holy Spirit sees the beginning and the ending. We cannot see that far. So, Father, I thank you that we have repented tonight, and the spirit of apostasy has been stopped by the grace of God, that the Spirit will bring an awakening to the people that's so caught up. So caught up because things are going well. So caught up because the mercy of God has answered prayer. So caught up because there's ease in their situation, that they're going to stay in a place where they remember where God brought them from. They're going to remember tonight that they will not be moved over things that's temporary. They're going to remember tonight that they're going to get in a place where they're going to stay established in faith tonight. They're going to get in a place that the just shall live by faith. We're justified by faith. The word of faith must be in our mouth tonight. So we thank you tonight, Father, that the Spirit of God stopped the spirit of apostasy, that the Spirit of God will get them anchor again, get them in a solid foundation, that they will not be moved, because they need God all the time. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. To be in a place of contentment. Paul said he was contented when he was full or when he was empty, because he knew down in his soul is God that fills me when I'm empty, that blesses me when I need a blessing. So he had a place of contentment in whatever state, because he knew his answer was in Jesus. The cross, God, I thank you tonight. And he never fell into the place of apostasy, because he was settled. He had a foundation. We need a foundation as never before. We need a divine connection with the Holy Ghost as never before. And that divine connection will keep us in agreement with what God says about our lives, that the just live by faith. Father, I thank you tonight that the spirit of apostasy has been stopped by grace tonight, that they're back into the arena, connected to God tonight, and will not easily slip away from this night forward in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you tonight for those that's going through a battle, unbelief, absent of faith, fears over their lives, worries over their lives. I come by the authority of Jesus that the Spirit of God will go into that place where they're unsettled, to those places where the devil wants them to be unsuccessful, in those places where the devil wants to bring forth a stillborn birth, premature to die, to go into those places, oh God, that you block everything, God, that came against them, that the Spirit of God will go into those places to cause his word to be affected over their lives tonight, and that the Spirit of God will make happen tonight. You did it for Zechariah and Elizabeth. You made it happen. It was his will to make it happen. It was your will. Their unbelief could not stop the will of God. And I pray this night in Jesus' name for the ones that's struggling and battering in a battering state. I pray for this person that sent me the email. Tonight, the Spirit of God will give you strength not to give up. Your jobs will be restored. You will not be worried about being laid off. The Spirit of God caused that job to be concrete by his Spirit. Those financial needs you have tonight, that the Spirit of God will bless you in good measure, pressed down, checking together, and running over. That the Spirit of God will go into that place and heal financially, needs be met, healed in Jesus' name. Their relationship be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this person, that the Spirit of God going into that place and overthrowing unbelief tonight, that the spirit of faith is injected over their knees tonight. You say, according to your faith, we apply by faith in Jesus' name that they receive tonight. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You have dealt every man a measure of faith, but God, I thank you for the increase tonight over this person. Hallelujah, that they will stand in faith and by your wisdom and your power tonight, that everything be turned around tonight, that the Spirit of God will bring good and plenty over everything that Satan has set up to cut off, that the Spirit of God stop the spirit from annihilating their household, their finances, their income, their jobs. Oh, I thank you for tonight that the spirit of healing is over that house, over that home tonight. Healing in the home in Jesus' name. It's beyond a house. It's a home that you care about tonight. And I thank you for the healing in that home tonight in Jesus' name. And I pray, oh God, for Maddie tonight as never before, that the Spirit of God will go into that place of employment. Spirit of God will open doors suddenly right there on that job, Maddie. That the Spirit of God will bless your child to be responsible. That the Spirit of God will move into that place where you say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. That the Spirit of God will go in and give her skills. And the spirit of responsibility from the Holy Ghost will cause her to grow up in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will cause matter to be settled on this job. And knowing that God opened that door and God shall promote. I thank you for promotion for Maddie in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God bring promotion. Father, I give you praise and thanksgiving tonight that you're moving supernaturally over those tonight that has a divine connection with this word, that this word, oh God, is not a word that will go void tonight, that the Spirit of God, oh, have appointed them to receive in this particular time and season in their life. life that the enemy cannot annihilate. The enemy cannot overthrow. The enemy cannot cancel the thing that God said must happen for them. It must happen in Jesus' name. And I thank you tonight, Father, that we stand on Romans 3:3, Luke 1:18-20, that the Spirit of God will stop anything that revoke the word of God, that will stop anything that will terminate the word of God. And God, I thank you tonight that the devil's a liar, he's a thief, and he cannot kill off your word tonight. We thank you, Father, for dismantling his plan to bring everything to naught that he has set up to cause it not to be effective tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the justice of God to prevail. Psalm 33:10-12, bring everything that the enemy has set up to naught. Let none of the things he said be effective tonight over your destiny children's life. And I thank you for Brother Jerome P. that our service Sunday, that God, you bless him, you encourage him, because he's been faithful, God. He received the ordination 3 years ago from Bishop Mays, flew in from Dallas, Texas, to ordain him as a minister, and it's time for him to receive his papers. Father, I thank you that the service, the Spirit of God will be exalted in that service, that this man of God who's been faithful as a faithful servant of God, a faithful steward through the things that have come against him, yes, he stood faithful, that he received his ordination, his papers, to be a minister, a worldwide minister. And Father, I thank you tonight that you bless those papers, God, that you bless them, that the Spirit of the Word be a flame into Minister Jerome tonight. And we thank you, God, that he received his papers on Sunday, that the Spirit of God prepare him for ministry, because he's been a faithful servant. And I praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God. Hold fast. The thing that God said must happen, because what? God's will. Can nothing, absolutely nothing, stop the will of God. We see it by the word of God. Be encouraged in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday, and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah. fear, but you created me to worship day.